Coastal habitats. Coasts provide valuable habitats for lots of species, and despite all of the land uses, there is a recognised need to protect and conserve our vulnerable and precious coastal habitat. Our case study of this is Hurst Castle at Keyhaven Salt Marshes on the south coast of England. Keyhaven Marshes are located on the south coast of England in the Western Solent in southern Hampshire. They are formed behind Hurst Castle Spit, which is formed because of longshore drift from the west. This spit provided a sheltered place for the sediment accumulation and for eelgrass to accumulate away from the impact of strong winds and coastal erosion of the sea. The pioneer colonising plant, eelgrass, helps to stabilise the area further by trapping more sediment. Gradually, salt-tolerant plants known as halophytes, such as glasswort and sea blight, colonise the accumulating mudflats. These plants trap even more sediment and contribute organic matter when they die. These processes help the salt marsh to grow even further. Eventually, the salt marsh grows and an even more complex set of plants will colonise the area until the climax community of alder and ash trees is reached, with a fully developed creek system draining away excess water. This is known as vegetation succession. The Keyhaven salt marshes are under threat from the construction of groynes down current or to the west of Hurst Castle Spit. These were designed to trap sediment for some of the south coast beaches. The effect of this has been to starve the spit behind which the salt marsh ecosystem has formed and relies upon for shelter. This human modification of the coastline had major ramifications for this ecosystem. This has weakened the spit, and at times it has been eroded and breached by erosion. This has led to the dieback of Spartina anglica and threatens the overall health of the salt marsh. The marsh is retreating by up to 6 metres a year and is threatened by sea level rise and storms. In 1989, a storm in December pushed part of the shingle onto the top of the salt marsh, exposing up to 80 metres of salt marsh to the sea. Over the next 3 months, lots of erosion of this section of the marsh took place. A shoreline management plan was put into place in 1996, which added 300,000 cubic metres of shingle to the spit and added 550 metres of rock armour to the western end of the spit. It is hoped that this will stabilise the salt marsh. The marsh is also a designated site of special scientific interest, a part of a national nature reserve. This is to protect biodiversity and plants of the area, so the area is carefully monitored and managed to help maintain this biodiversity.